Welcome to Sunday's Best, guys. That was the intro. Another shitty intro by Ant.
Yep.
Well, we watched The Dark Knight, right? You watched it?
I didn't watch it, but I saw it last week.
Oh, you saw it last week? Okay.
I've seen it so many times. Like, you could talk about any part of the movie.
And you know it already, though. Okay. Because it was my first time watching it after the first time it came out. It was such a long time ago.
You've only seen it twice?
I've only seen it twice. Because I've seen it parts, like at parties, like family parties, where like someone has it on TV, like on FX or something. But I've never seen like the actual movie, like sat through it a second time.
Bro, that's an amazing movie. It's a masterpiece.
So now that I watched it all over again, like this one is way better than the first one, Batman Begins or whatever.
Speaking of parties, you know a movie I saw for the first time at a party? It was at one of my, I guess, family parties. Was Transformers.
Transformers? Which one?
The first one.
The first one? Yeah. Oh, no.
It was sick.
Oh, well, of course it's sick. Isn't that the first one we saw at the movie theaters? Or was the second one?
We saw the second one.
Damn,
dog. That was like 2008, 2009.
That was a long time ago, dude. Woo.
10 years ago?
Cool. Alan went with us, no?
Nobody went with us. It was just me and you.
Oh, yeah, because they bailed on us.
Yeah.
That's right. So it was just you and me. And that was such a long time ago, dude. God damn.
But yeah, man, The Dark Knight. God damn, movies is like the acting, the writing, the score. I don't know. That movie to me is almost it's close to perfect.
I love Joker. The Joker was so badass. Like who's the actor of the Joker? You know who actors?
Heath Ledger.
I know who he is. I just forgot that he played the Joker.
You know he's dead, right?
Yeah. I know he passed away.
You know that.
He's a badass, though. Like, that was, that was perfect. And then, like, in the last podcast, you mentioned that it was that you liked it because you see a hero turn into a villain.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Sick, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I've only seen Heath Ledger in only one other movie. And I saw when we were younger. It was, what was it? Patriot. Remember the Patriot?
Patriot.
We saw it in history class.
I think so.
It was a Mel Gibson movie.
It sounds familiar.
Or, I don't know if it was a Mel Gibson movie, but Mel Gibson was in it.
I think so.
Where he played it was like a Civil War movie.
Yeah, I think I do.
American.
I do.
Not in a Civil War. The Revolution, like the Americans against the British.
Did they show titties in it? I think they show titties in it at one point.
There's no titties, but that fool like falls in love with like his dead wife's like sister or his cousin or something, like that's his new wife. It's kind of weird, but it was like old times, you know.
Because I remember we saw a movie in like one of our history classes, and then they showed titties, and the teacher just completely slipped her mind. So then like we all saw titties, and
I don't know.
One of our friends was like, "Yo, he was like titties."
I don't know. Spanish guys that showed a bunch of movies with titties in it.
Spanish. Oh, class. I was never had Spanish in middle school.
Spanish had movies with hella titties and. People would be like screaming and laughing because it's hot ass titties, the ginger titties.
Ooh.
But yeah, what else did we watch? We watched the.
Cause for like The Dark Knight though, I feel like The Dark Knight, it's so dope the way it set it up too.
What do you mean?
Like with the Morgan Freeman being like that special.
Oh, like the guy who makes all the gear.
Yeah, how it's he like has all the gear. He has like that whole thing, and the trust fund they have set up for him.
Yeah.
For Batman, so it's like. He never runs out of money. And then there's that one guy that's like the accountant, I guess, that's keeping track of all the finances, and he sees some discrepancies, and he's like, I'm expose him if I don't get money. And he's like, who are you gonna expose? Expose him. Like,
yeah.
I dare you to.
Yeah.
That was badass.
I don't know. That whole movie was sick. Like, it's
the Joker's a fucking genius though. Like, all the things he did.
They were carefully, even though he said it, like in the movie he says, I don't plan things. He says he just does things. Like he's like, he said, he's like a dog chasing a car. He wouldn't know what to do if he caught it. He just does things. So he's saying that he doesn't plan things, but he does. He plans things like so carefully.
Yeah.
Like to every single detail that they all fall. Like the bank robbery, he had to hire a guy to, two guys to zipline down there from the ceiling, from the roof. And then another guy to come in with guns with another dude. And he pretty much had to make sure he hired them all and make sure they all understood they were to kill one another until he was the only one left.
Yeah. So that way they get a bigger pot out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was crazy, though. Like, the way he did it all. Like, in the last like fight scene where he has them all in the building, but the ones holding the clown mask are actually the scientists.
Yeah.
And the ones like being hostages are the criminals. Like, that was crazy to me. That was smart.
Freaking genius,
man. Like, I didn't even think about that. I was like, shit, like, that's easy. Just easy picking. Just snipe them all. But then as soon as they get closer, they got the guns are taped to their hands. They can't do anything because they're like, they have tape over their mouths. Like, it was genius, man. It was so genius.
Like, overall, The Dark Knight is like one of those movies I can watch over and over again. I could literally watch it every day and I would never get tired of it.
I don't know about that. I think I get tired of it.
That movie is woo.
Just that, honestly, so I thought Two-Face was gonna do more evil, or because I don't remember him dying when I saw it the first time. Yeah. So I thought like he'd go on and then he'd do more damage down the road.
Yeah.
But they just killed him off, I guess.
Let me cut you off real quick. You know what I just realized? We've been talking about movies this whole time on the podcast, and I've been thinking, like, what if somebody, like, listens to this, and they're thinking, like, oh, finally, a cool new podcast, and they get into the first episode, and we just ruin movies for them that they haven't seen? I wouldn't want to ruin The Dark Knight
for someone. Well, that's why I'm putting it in the description, though, so that way, like, people see, and they see what movies we talked about, you know?
That makes sense.
Because that's what I did on the last one.
I guess maybe we should...
I put it on there. We talked about Batman Rises, and then I put
Batman Begins,
and we spoke about Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, I think we should just add the word spoilers to the description, just so people know, like, hey, this is...
Yeah, I'll fix that.
This is what's happening. So if you want to watch The Notebook, don't listen to this podcast.
Oh no, Notebook. It's on Netflix. You can watch it.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I'm good, man. And then what was that? The show you told me to watch?
Oh, Love, Death, and Robots?
Yeah.
Suits?
Yeah, I saw that.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was all right. The only reason that I thought it was interesting...
Was the ending?
No. Like, none of the content. Like, the thing was, it was entertaining. But I wasn't like, oh, I have to watch more. Like,
oh, well, obviously, no, you don't feel like that at all.
I wasn't eager to watch the next episode, but I realized that one of the directors, you know, it's anime, one of the directors is David Fincher. And David Fincher is one of my favorite directors. He made movies like, he made Zodiac, which I love that movie.
Oh, yeah, that's a great movie.
The Social Network.
That's a good movie, too.
Nightcrawler. What is that?
Oh, Nightcrawler's that's an amazing movie. Great movie.
He made all these hitters. And then he's making, I guess it's a show.
It's not, well, it's like a show, but they're like shorts. I told you. They're shorts. Yeah, exactly. They're shorts.
Animated shorts.
But that one was, I feel like it was great, because you don't know what's going on. You just see these suits and they're just killing these aliens.
Yeah, it's like
on
instant.
Fucking forms.
They just throw you in the middle.
Yeah,
of the
yeah. And then at the end, you realize they're actually on a different planet trying to habitat it.
I forgot about that. Like, oh, when that's. It fades out,
yeah, yeah.
A little bubble. And
that's what I thought was dope. Like,
yeah.
That can happen to us in the future, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we send farmers out. Like, that's what he was said in the short. It was like, oh yeah, go be a farmer. It'll be fun, they said. Like, you'll make money, they said. But then he's out there being like a space farmer.
Space farmer. I wouldn't mind being a farmer here. It's just, if you're a farmer here, you're like in Tornado Alley.
Yeah, and then you got all these people that want organic shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All organic.
I'm not too worried about organic. I'm worried about tornadoes throwing me around.
I don't know, man. Because there's a lot of sicknesses that go on, and if it hits one of your animals or one of your livestock, it's basically like almost half of it, maybe.
Well, I don't
just
even,
gone.
I don't even mean, like, if I was a farmer, I wouldn't be a, like, livestock. I would be crops.
Oh, crops.
I'd go like corn.
I don't know, man. It's risky. You gotta know your shit. You gotta know it real well, too. If you're gonna be a farmer and crops, might as well just do like be a weed farmer.
A weed farmer?
That's on the rise right now.
There's too many of them here already, man.
I don't know. There can never be enough.
I think there is. I think there's way too many now.
No, man.
Because think about how many dudes are doing this legit. And I think about, like, all the fools, you know, that just grow weed at their house and sell it.
But then they have, like, some high electricity bills. And, like, they're probably making some good money, though. But if they get caught up.
Sure.
Whereas if you're a weed farmer, you're actually doing it by the books. And you're still getting paid a lot. Because the stock for weed is going up, too.
I don't know. I think making weed legal and all that was good, but all it did was involve the government, and now they just take a big piece of it.
I think it's better, though, because now you don't got all these people going to prison for these small, tiny offenses, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because that's a huge difference. Like, someone goes to jail just for having a little nugget, you know what I mean? That's crazy, dude.
I don't know, it's not a big deal to me just because I don't get high, so.
Yeah, I feel it. They have pursuits, I thought it was, like, dope how the ending, how it expands out, and they're, like, on a different, and then you saw there's, like, different forms, too, like, different orbs around the world.
I don't know, just that when I finished, I was just like, what? That was it? Not like that was it. It's just like I didn't even know the story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how it is. There's really no story. It's just, it's meant to make you think. Like, what that one's meant to make you think is think about the future. From what I think, it's supposed to make you think about the future and, like, where we plan to be at down the road. How we plan to go here, but how we don't know what's actually out there. So we actually got to prepare ourselves. And that's why they went there. They're making farms, and then, like, if you notice, for them, it was, like, a normal thing. It was typical.
Yeah.
But not, like, all of them coming all at that at once.
And
to them, it's, like, small breakthroughs when they get in.
And you think that's what the future's going to be for, like, humans?
I don't want to say it's going to be that exactly, but something of that sort. Where, like, they're going to have people, they're only going to send select amount of people up to, like, a different planet, probably Mars. And they're going to try to have them, like, grow farms out there, you know? Crops.
I feel it.
And then they're gonna be obviously be in suits and stuff like that, cause
mega oxygen
suits. Yeah,
like robots and stuff,
basically. Yeah.
I don't think the future's gonna be like that for humans. The way I see it is, like, it's gonna take a long time. Like, humans have trouble getting into space now, like a certain amount, like a certain distance into space. And like, it's gonna be a while before they can go further into our solar system, and it's just gonna take way longer to reach outside of our solar system, because there's no habitable planets in our solar system, as far as I know.
Yeah.
But the nearest planet that's close to that's similar to Earth is, like, so far away. You gotta realize, like, how long it would take to get there, how long it would take to develop that technology. And I feel like by that time they come around to figuring that out, I don't think humans probably won't even be around anymore.
I think you're wrong on that, to be honest.
I don't think humans are gonna live forever. It's just another.
I don't think they're gonna live forever, but I think they'll find a way out. You know what I mean? Like, if it, because as we know, like, this world's already, you know,
beat up.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Who was it? I think it was George Collins who said, like, the planet's gonna be fine. It's the people that are screwed.
Like, yeah, well, yeah, that's true. That's very true, actually. The plan's gonna be fine. The people are gonna be screwed.
Cause
go ahead.
Because no matter what happens to the planet, it's gonna, if there's all these, like, crazy, like, global warming or climate change, if it starts changing weather patterns, it starts having, like, certain natural disasters that kill off species, some species are gonna adapt to that over time and, like, evolve, basically.
How it's always been.
Yeah, I there's always gonna be a species coming out of it. Like, it might not even be like a mammal. Like,
it could be an amphibian.
I think it'll be, like, mostly amphibians and like fish.
That could sea be people. Way wrong. Semen.
What the
heck? I think that's true, though. Like, the world isn't gonna end. The people are gonna end. But I feel like the people are gonna find a solution. You know, I don't think we're just gonna turn over and die. I think if anything, like, we'll stop fighting in between ourselves, because we're gonna fight between ourselves, but, like, once we realize we've gone too deep, we'll probably just pull all our resources and try to get the hell out of here.
I don't think so. I think it's gonna be a war of, like, who deserves to go first, and then they're all gonna be like, oh wait, I have the most money. Or,
well, I want to say that'll happen, but once they figure out how to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then there's going to be a giant war over who gets to go. And there's going to be, like, 10 people left, bro.
On Earth?
Yeah, like the show, The 100. Remember The 100?
Yeah. But I want to say, in this context, though, since there will be less people on Earth, there will be less pollution. You know what I mean? So maybe, like, it balances out. But that's just a theory.
But whether there's less pollution or not, it's already the one that the pollution that the humans have already caused, it's going to be there. So, I mean, at that point, not adding any more, I don't think would make a difference.
Because what I'm thinking about is there's going to be all these, like, empty places now. If people do leave and go to a different planet. So you're going to have all these buildings that don't need to be there anymore. So might as well just tear them down and plant more trees. Try to be more environmentally friendly since they're not being used.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I picture the future as being, like...
Because there's so many different outcomes that can happen. Like, in that show, Love, Death, and Robots, there's an outcome where yogurt becomes, like, this, like...
like the staple, like it's what everybody eats.
No, it gets a mind, like it can think, and it becomes like this. Yeah, it becomes like this, like it controls the whole world basically. In the end, like it's just yogurt. Like people, the scientists are experimenting with it, and then they give it a consciousness, and it becomes just like this super yogurt, and it controls the world.
What the hell?
Yeah, dude, it's like, it's stupid. It's some stupid shorts.
It does sound stupid.
It's really stupid. But it's like the yogurt. What happens in the episode is like the yogurt becomes like super smart. And like the yogurt tells the people, like, do this and you guys, we will survive. You guys will live. You guys will thrive.
Yeah.
But then they don't listen. So then what the yogurt does is like, I'm going to punish you now. And it takes over. Becomes a ruler.
What the
hell? Yeah, it's crazy.
I just picture like a go-gurt tube. Like,
nah, it's actually like a little yogurt. Like
South Park.
Like, yeah, your plate cup. That's what it is. It's crazy, but it's stupid.
What kind of direction is this show taking?
It's not taking any direction. No direction at all. It's good though. I liked it though. There's some really good ones in there.
I don't know, man. This world's weird.
So it is real weird. Like, do you believe in aliens?
What do you mean believe?
Do you think there's something out there? Like an alien out there? Different life form?
Intelligent?
Not known to man. Well, what do you think? What does alien mean to you?
To me, an alien is something we don't understand.
That's what alien is to you?
Yeah. No. Something we don't totally understand or we can't identify just because we don't know what it is. I don't know science. I don't know physics. I don't know, you know.
Me either.
What do they call it? Astrophysics?
I don't know shit about that.
None of that. But... like, I hear, like, sometimes people will talk about how the known universe, well, the universe itself is infinite, and then there's only a certain amount of the universe we'll ever see because it's expanding a lot faster than we can reach the ends of it. So we're never going to know what's at the very edge or at the very end, if there is an end. But they talk about, there's, like, theories of, like, the universe being one of many universes, so, like, it in like this giant cluster of stars and galaxies. In the middle, there could be like a little black hole, and if you go through that black hole, you'll be in another giant cluster of infinite stars and galaxies. And it's just gonna be, it's like, it's ridiculous. It's like if you were like to jump, it's like if you were in the desert and you go and you see a grain of sand and you jump in that grain of sand, and suddenly you're in another desert with a bunch of grains of sand, and you jump in another, and it's just back and forth. Like,
yeah,
that.
I know what you mean.
And so, to me, it almost seems absurd. Like, it seems kind of... It doesn't make sense to not believe that there's something else out... something else out there. As far as, like, intelligent life near us, I don't know, because I've never seen any real evidence of intelligent life.
But do you believe it, though?
Yeah, because...
Okay, then.
If there's an infinite amount of universes, there's probably an infinite amount of universes where... there's another Earth just like ours, and we're, me and you are in the exact same spot, except of me saying this, I'm saying a different word.
Yeah, know? I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the exact
or it's
same
like the planet of the apes. Or it's like, what if monkeys actually rise up and then we're the ones in the back? We're the ones in zoos.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like, it's another universe where you're fat and I'm skinny. Like,
basically, yeah. Never know.
So there's
it's like... There's a movie. There's a Spider-Man movie about this. It's called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It's the newest one that just came out. But they talk about different dimensions and stuff like this. And it's like they have Spider-Mans from different dimensions and different eras. But they all are essentially the same thing. You know what I mean?
Like that Fairly Oddparents special where Timmy goes into the TV universe. And he channel surfs. So he basically like...
Are you talking about when he goes with Jimmy Neutron?
No, this is a different one. Basically,
but it's the same concept, isn't it though? Because different universes and they collide.
I guess, but in this one he goes into his TV, and the channel he's in, that's the universe he's in, like whatever show's on.
Oh yeah, I like that episode actually.
Yeah, so
That episode was dope.
It's, I feel like, I don't know, there's just so many possibilities. So yeah, I would say there's like different like life out there. That was whack. Some slow truck and a slow ass motorcycle.
Yeah. But
they only went like 50 feet.
I don't know, man. I think there's aliens out there. Like, I believe there's like other dimensions and stuff like that. There's like different universes, and like, I don't think we'll ever intertwine, but I believe there's different universes out there. But I do also believe there's aliens out there as well. Because it'd be crazy to think there isn't anything out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just said that.
It's a crazy ass... It's so large. But you're... The way you said it, though, is kind of like... We'll never interact with them. We'll never encounter them.
No, I said so far there's been no evidence that they're around. That they're near us. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that they're not near us as far as I know, because...
But you said, like, aliens are just something that's unknown to you, right?
Yeah, because we don't know anything.
So it could be, like, a new species of animal that we just found.
Yeah.
And that would be an alien to you.
Yeah.
That's not for me. For me, it's just anything that's outside in space.
No, it's not an alien to me. It would have to be something extraterrestrial.
No, then you didn't say that. Freaking nerd.
And what the hell? I'm not a nerd.
Oh. What do you think they look like, though?
Well, like I said, it depends if it's intelligent life or if it's just microbial life. If it's microbial life, we can't even see it.
I don't think it'll be microbial life, though.
You look under a microscope and you just see like little.
Well, yeah, but that I think that's. No, I don't think that. I'm talking about like actual beings. Like, you can see these from like a distance. Like, do you think they'll be small, like freaking gerbils, or do you think they'll be big, or do you think they'll be like humans, like?
The hamsters from, what is it, South Park? Who was it?
The guinea pigs. The guinea pigs. Yeah, they're huge guinea pigs. They're like Halloween costumes, right? Yeah, South Park. Because the way I imagine aliens, I imagine them being the same height as us or a little, or taller. I don't think of them being shorter. I think of them being taller.
I don't know. Like, imagine if like a giant spaceship just came out of the sky right now and then aliens like teleported to the ground, and then you met one of them and he looked exactly like you and he was dressed exactly like you.
But here's the thing, though, why would they be so advanced? What if they're not advanced?
If they weren't advanced, I don't think they would be able to make it here.
What if one of them just got lost and made it here on a wing and a prayer?
I don't know, man. I don't think that's possible. I don't think it's possible for them to be able to travel like that and then end up here accidentally.
You know, like a scouting mission? They just send them out? You know what I mean?
It's or like bait, where they send him out and hope he comes back.
Basically, yeah. Because I feel like we do that eventually. We'll have scouting missions where we send out parties and we let them know, like, this is the deal. This is going on. You might not come back because you're going to this different planet and you're going to try to find out what's going on in that planet, like if we can live there or not, or what kind of species are there, like bring back samples of the soil or like plants or anything you find.
I think my curiosity lies in whether the fact or not they would try to wipe us out or just study us or try to live with us or what their intentions are.
That's what I think would be interesting too. I also want to know like how our governments would react to it, you know? Would it be like, oh, you had a try with it. Let me take a look at it now, you know?
I mean, like, I'm sure there's probably some laws for the U.S. government or maybe even the U.N. or something where they probably have, like, laws in, let's say, if you come in contact with an alien, you're not legally allowed to interact with it. I don't know. That's just a thought that popped in my head, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. There's some crazy stuff, though. Crazy stuff out there.
Like District 9. That movie's sick too.
Yeah. That was like a different spin on aliens.
That movie was sick to me because like not only was it, to me it was well written. The CGI for the time to me was really well done. The way they like everything was done like like when you see a movie it's usually filmed like through like a smooth camera panning. This one was like shaky cam, like if it was a guy filming a documentary.
Yeah.
Which was the point of view.
Yeah,
of the
that
movie.
I was gonna say, yeah.
It's supposed to be a documentary about the main guy. Oh, I forgot his name. Vicus Mandeverve or something.
I haven't seen it in a while. And I'll have to see it though again.
Not only that, but it was like an independent movie.
Yeah.
By some South Africans. So, like,
that movie was great, though.
They put a lot of work into that movie.
It was great.
I'm just sad that there was never a sequel.
Yeah.
Like, I really, really wanted a sequel. And they were working on one, I think, for a little while. And then they just kind of scraped the project. Yeah,
they scrapped that shit.
Scrapped, not scraped. Dumbass. But,
English is hard, motherfucker.
Yeah, that movie was sick. And it was a different take on it because it showed them as, like...
Yeah, it showed them as equals.
Didn't show them as...
No, as lessers.
They showed them as, like, they were inferior to humans.
Yeah, like bugs.
Yeah, like, the humans kind of, like, just treated them like second-class citizens. And they kept them, like, these... like, not Canada. They kept them living in, like, ghettos.
Yeah.
Ghettos for the aliens.
It's kind of like back then how they would separate us. Like, how they would separate the white people from the colored people with train tracks, you know? I don't know if you knew that. But back then, like, that's how they would separate. Like, if you were on one side of the train tracks, so it was all nice houses with, like, big patios, big backyards. And on the other side, you had, like, this really small lot where you just had a bunch of houses just bunched up. And that's where the colored people lived.
I mean, that's what they did in Poland, Warsaw. World War II, the Warsaw ghettos, they would basically, they kept closing in the Polish Jews into a smaller area. And they just eventually, like, built walls around them so they couldn't leave. Only way they could leave is if they worked outside of the walls of Warsaw, and until they were all killed.
God damn, dude, history is crazy. What we've done is crazy.
I didn't do nothing.
Well, I'm talking about us as people, you know.
Yeah,
people are crazy. Like the other day, I was talking with one of my coworkers about the New Zealand, what happened in New Zealand. That was crazy, dude. Like, this dude put a fucking GoPro and, like, live streamed what happened. Like, that's crazy. Like, and then while he was in, like, in the court hearing, during his court hearing, I don't know if you saw, but he did, like, that gesture where he's put his hands down. He has the three fingers sticking out. He makes a circle.
Yeah.
He did that. Like, what?
It's crazy. Everything that's turned up with that, because I saw the video. And I didn't want to, but I watched a little bit of it, and it was, like, really disturbing. He just shot all those people in that mosque.
I didn't see it.
What's even more ridiculous is that everything he said that he expected to come from this is exactly what's happening. Like, he did this to rile everybody. He did it to, like, piss people off and cause all this outrage. And he, like, it's almost like he was, like, it's like he was trolling very harshly, and people took the bait, and it caused all these, like, all the media outlets to, like, get all crazy and worked up about it. And he did it. He wanted, like, people to kind of, like, start, like, fighting over this and dividing each other. And that's exactly what they're doing. It's causing, like, New Zealand to, like, censor certain things. You can't do this.
Yeah.
If you, like, share the video, you go to jail. And
yeah.
It's crazy, like, the back, not the, I guess the back, but the aftermath of this whole thing, because it, like I'm saying, is basically the world in general is reacting to it the way he wanted them to react to it.
He got everything that he asked
for. Yeah.
Well, it's crazy. There's some sick people out there. Sick people. Did you know TJ is, like, the second most dangerous city in the world? Did you know that? Tijuana?
I think you had
Mexico.
I think you can see that if you go there. Like,
I don't know, because I've gone there a couple of times. Every time I've gone, nothing.
Like, did you see that prank of those dudes that went there?
No.
It was these, like, white dudes. They're from Canada. They tried to go there to pull a prank. So what they did was they put a bunch of Coke cans in the back of their car, like the soda can.
Yeah.
They put a bunch of them in the car, and then they got stopped by a cop or something. They were like, they tried to act like it was cocaine. Like, oh, we have a bunch of Coke in the back. And they started freaking out. And
the cops started freaking out?
The guy started freaking out. The dudes who were pranking, because they're trying to, like, play it, you know what I mean? Like, it was because they were trying to play off the joke, like if it was real, like if it was real coke. And then the cops told him to, like, step out of the car and started checking. And then one of the guys was recording the whole time, one of the pranksters, and he got walked into, like, the chief or whatever, the captain's, like, office, which is some little shack in TJ, just like everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she was, like, saying, like, okay, we'll let you guys go, but you have to pay us. Yeah, I forgot what she said. It was like 300 like pesos or something.
That's nothing.
Yeah, she wanted a certain amount of money. She's like, usually it costs this much, but we'll let you go for this much. And I forgot what happened, but they ended up letting them go. And then I'm sure they pissed off those cops for lying to them and thinking, getting them to think it was coke. Cause
yeah,
I mean, cops in Mexico are dirty as hell. They probably thought it was real coke, and they probably thought they scored. And I remember after they were like, the practice thought everything was all good. They were like, oh, okay, thank you. And then they were gonna go back to the line to go across from TJ back to San Diego. And one of the lady that was in charge of all those cops, she was like, oh, one of my officers he'll take you guys to the line, and but you have to let him drive. And then the guys are like, oh no, it's cool, we'll just go. She'd be like, are you sure? He'll take you guys, you just have to let him drive. And they were like, oh no, it's cool, we'll know the way, we'll head back on our own. And then they got back in their car and they drove away hella quick, because they were like, yo, those cops are probably gonna try to get rid of us. Like, they were gonna take us to the line. If they wanted him to drive, it was probably because he was gonna drive them somewhere else and just like just get rid of them out, or hold them for ransom or something. I was just like, damn, that's crazy, man. Some dirty ass.
Where did you see this? Where did you hear about this?
I was a video on Facebook.
Oh, it was on Facebook. Facebook, shit.
Yeah.
I never even heard about that. When was this?
I don't know. I saw the video recently. I just don't know how the video was. I mean, for all I know, it could have been faked, but I really doubt it was faked.
Damn, dude.
I don't think any cop from Mexico wants to be seen as dirty.
Because I saw this video in Mexico where it was like, it seemed like it was like an owner of a farm, and there was a bunch of people that were working for the farm that just like beat the shit out of like the owner. Like, they had machetes and they were just whacking at this guy
with the machetes.
No, they didn't kill him though. He's still alive. Just that, like, he was bleeding pretty bad, but he stood up and he like walked away. Like,
wait, why'd they beat him up?
I don't know. That's the thing. Cause what it said like in the description of the video was just that there was like abuse or something between like the owner and the boss with the workers. Like, he was overworking them, or he didn't pay them or something.
Like, so what they? Or?
I don't know. It wasn't that specific. It just said like that the boss cheated them. It didn't say how though. It just said the boss cheated them. So I want to say he probably just didn't pay them, and they wanted their money, so they beat the crap out of them. Like, he had, like, 3 or 4 people with machetes just hitting him, while he had other people just pushing him to the ground and just punching him and shit.
They were, like, cutting him open and stuff?
Not really, because the machetes weren't that sharp. Like, they would whack him with it, but it wouldn't go in. It was kind of like they hit him, and then it, like, it just, like, bounced off. Stick. Basically, but, like, once he stood up, he was bleeding. Like, he had a white shirt on. It was, like, half of it wasn't even white anymore. Damn. Like, it was crazy. It was some really gory stuff, but it's Mexico, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's messed up videos out there.
Hell yeah, dude.
Damn, I don't even know how we got to talking about this. Oh, about the aliens and all that, and yeah, that's how we ended up there.
I don't know how we got there either. We just stumbled upon that for some reason.
I don't know. I feel like seeing all these videos and media and social media, I feel like it makes us, the world is bad, yeah, like sometimes in some cases it's really bad, but I feel like it makes us think the world is a lot uglier than it is, because like I said, some parts of the world are really bad, some people are in really bad situations, but for a lot of the world, there's never been a better time to be alive than now.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's only gonna, and as time goes on, it's only gonna be more and more like that, where it's better time to be alive for people.
That's very true. I don't know, man, just we're progressing, but it's just, I want to see, like, because of the internet, like, things are being broadcasted more to a wider audience. Anybody can see anything now
because of the internet.
Yeah,
isn't that
like the dark web, for instance?
Isn't that the name of Gambino's album, Because of the Internet?
Oh, I don't know, I have no clue.
I think it is.
Is that an old album or
It's from 2013, I think.
I don't know. Because I started listening to Charles Gambino during... When did I start listening to him?
I started listening around 2013. I think it's
called... I want to say like 2015 I started listening to him, actually. Let's see. I don't remember, but... He's a dope artist, though. And a dope actor.
Yeah, it's called Because the Internet.
Oh, okay. This is America.
13. This is America. Oh, yeah. Man. That song's good, but he stole it.
I think he told me that.
Yeah, have you heard the song?
I don't remember exactly, but I know you mentioned that
he stole it. It's so similar. The lyrics are similar. The beat is similar. The flow is similar. The title is similar. The song's called This Is America, right?
Yeah.
And the original one was called American Pharoah.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
You should. I remember you showed me something like
that. Listen to both of them. You'll be like, damn. I remember I told one of my friends about it, and they were like, well, I looked past it because it's sending a message. I'm like, yeah, you're right, but I'm stealing.
And I don't know, because I feel like it happens a lot, though.
In music, hell yeah, it happens a lot. Like, one of my favorite bands of all time, Led Zeppelin, they've had so many lawsuits over them allegedly stealing music. I can't say that they did or didn't, because, I mean, I wasn't there. But, I mean, I don't know if they ever lost a lawsuit or anything. I know they settled a lot of them. But, so they end up paying somebody, but I don't know if it's because they were wrong or because they, like I said, they just settled and said, we'll pay you, just end this or give us credit for it.
Because I know Mac Miller was, something like that happened to him. But him, it was because he stole a bunch of beats without giving credit to the producer of the actual beats. So he got a lawsuit for it, and he had to pay, like, the dude, like, this fat-ass check. Some crazy stuff, though.
Mac Miller.
Yup. Rest in peace. Hey, man, there's a lot of artists just dying left and right now, actually. I didn't think about that.
I don't think it's left and right. I think it's a steady pace. It's just because, like, I feel like there's always been the same amount of artists dying every year, and famous people, celebrities in general.
Well, I'm talking about artists, not celebrities.
Well, but I think it's the same thing. I think it's still a steady flow. It's just because of social media, the exposure is so out there.
It's more out there. For me, it's more like just more artists that I've actually listened to.
I mean, a lot of the artists I listen to.
You listen to everybody, though. That's a huge difference to what I listen to.
I was going
to
say, a lot of them are already dead, so.
You listen to a lot of music.
Yeah.
I don't listen to as much as you do.
I don't listen to a lot, though. Do I?
Yes, you listen to a lot of different kinds of music. You listen to, like, everything. I don't even do that.
I think you should listen to
everything. Nah, I'm good.
You find good stuff.
Because right now, I'm at a point where, like, I have these playlists, but then I get tired of songs, so I'm just, like, whenever I hear it, I just delete it off the playlist. But back then, I added it because I thought it was dope, and it was dope. But now I'm just tired of the song.
I used to constantly delete songs, and then I realized that I would just get lame because I'll miss the song eventually, and then it won't be on there, or I'll forget about the song, and I'll never think about it again. And then when I come across, I'll be like, damn, I totally forgot about this song. So what instead I do now is when I get bored of it, I just add more music. And then maybe like once every 6 months, I'll flush out the playlist. Like I'll look through it and really consider like every single song. I'll stop at every song and be like, do I really want to listen to this in my playlist? And then if I don't, I'll get rid of it. And if, like, I'll get rid of, like, maybe 5% of the songs on that playlist.
Well, that's the difference between you and me right there. You like music a lot more than me, and you listen to it a lot more than me. So you actually take your time for all this type of shit, where I don't. For me, it's just like, if I find a dope song, I add it to my playlist. And if I'm tired of it, I just take it off, like. As simple as that. Because then I'm like down the road, I'm like, shit, that was a good song. Why did I forget about it? For me, it's just like, oh, that was a dope song.
Because
like,
you got sick of Congratulations by Post Malone.
No, that's still a good song.
Tired of this.
That's a great song.
Oh, man. When it comes to Congratulations.
At first, I didn't know what you were saying. Something you were just mumbling.
That's what he does.
No, he doesn't. He uses auto-tune. I think he uses auto-tune.
Yeah, I think he does too.
You know he has his own vending machine of Bud Light? His own, I think it's Bud Light.
A lot of artists have that. A lot of celebrities have that.
That's crazy to me. There's a Bud Light vendor that goes to his house and stocks it up for him.
Who was it? I think it was Zed. Zed had a mansion where he has a Skittles vending machine.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw that. It's crazy shit, man, having money, being that rich.
I don't know, man. If I was rich, I don't think I'd want any of that crap. I still want a simple life.
That's the thing, though. You don't have all that money, though, like them. I want to say it's different once you have all that money.
Like, you know how people have their rich life planned out? Yeah. I don't have my rich life planned out.
Me either.
I don't really care to have a rich... As long as the bills are paid for and I have a phone and headphones, I'm good to go.
Really? Not me, man.
Like...
I have goals I want to reach. And for those goals, I need money. So I need to, like, save up and get to those points.
Like, maybe once in a while, like, I'll go out and buy a little something. Like, if I really want to get into something, like, I don't know. Like, if I want to get more into, like, water sports or whatever, I'd probably buy, like, a jet ski or something and take it out to the bay and, you know, take it for a spin. Or I'll buy a canoe or something, a boat, and go fishing.
I don't know, man.
But, like...
For me, like, for things like that, I just rent it.
Yeah, or rent it.
I wouldn't buy it.
I don't care to be a flashy person. I don't care to have random stuff.
Yeah, because for me, it's just, like, more just having that shit around. What the fuck am I going to do with it? Nothing.
Put it in storage.
So why the hell would I keep it? What would I pay for storage for something I'm never going to use again? At my house, you have a jet ski. You've had this jet ski since I was, like, 14, 13. We don't even use it anymore. It hasn't been used for, like, 8 years. But they don't want to sell it because they're like, what if we use it again? We don't use it again. But they're just like, what if, you know? I'd rather get rid of this what if and not even worry about it anymore.
What if?
Because they still have to do maintenance on it and clean it every now and then.
Yeah, now I want to be sitting in a boat right now, like a little canoe in the middle of a lake again.
That's the thing, though. You can't sit in the middle of a lake. You'll just sink because you're so fat.
Nah.
You'll sink to the bottom. You'll be with the fishes.
I'm buoyant. I can float.
Yeah, well, maybe, actually. Maybe. Your stomach be floating,
it's
though.
It's not maybe. I know. I used to be in pool all the time.
No.
I'm not you. I could actually swim.
I can swim, too.
Hell huh? No.
I'm like a dolphin.
You need 7 floaties.
Hell nah. I'm like a dolphin in the ocean.
Dead dolphin.
I'd be diving. Oh, whoom.
Dead ass dolphin.
Hell nah.
All bruised up.
Oh, no. Hemophiliac dolphin?
Yup.
Oh, no.